Rada Brava, where are we?
Yeah.
Rada Brava Masni Hadra Machama. Aha. What? Nichlam of Vim Moit Shal Ribbis. Apish Yoidim Shain Shal Ribbis. Ein Chayavin Lahakse. The Irishan money that the Father got for lending money, ribbis. They don't have to, the same, you don't have to pay back the ribbis. Amar Rav Chama, Zayis Emeres, Rishus Yerush, Rishus Lekech, Dami. See, Rishus Yerush, Rishus Lekech, and that's why, I guess like, Shino Rishus, and therefore they don't have to give it back. Rabbi says no. Batsam, nothing happened. Shani Hachel Kamakra, I'll think Achmita in Neshech with Tarbis. Hadaleg, Hechad, the Nechi, Bahadach. The day come Mazler Rachmana, Librela, Mazler Rachmana. Well, what's the Pasik? What's the end of the Pasik? Vechechich Imach. Atikach mimita in Neshech with Tarbis. Hands off. So the reason why you have to get back the ribbis is let the guy live. So Meila, the one that took the ribbis is the one that the Torah commanded to give it back. And the one, Lebrei Loi Mazer Achmana. Now, there's a very important question over here, because Tais already touches upon it. That, you see, the question over here, there really is a question in Bechal and Ribbis. Now, is Ribbis, who wants to discuss this? Is Ribbis like Zela? Or is Ribbis just an Isser? In other words, by Ribbis is given Midas, right? You're not stealing it. But it's a pshat that when you take Ribbis, it's like you're stealing. So truth matters, in the Gemara itself, from the beginning of the Gemara wanted to say, at first, Rabbi Muhammad said, Rishus Yerush is Rishus Lekeach. So how does it help for Ribbis? If Ribbis is really like Gezela at the end of the day, then so you can understand why it's like it's like a gather of Shin Rishus. Like you have a Gzela, you have Shin Rishus, so you have Shin Rishus over here also. You have Shin Rishus. That's why the Irish don't have to give it back. But if you hold a Ribbis, it's not an Isser Ba'alma. There's no problem with Chesh Mishpat in Ribbis. The guy gave it in his own volition. He needed it. It was good for him. He needed $100,000 to start up his business. And he's a big deal. He pays $10,000. He's making $100,000 on your money. So Adrabba, he needs the money. You help him out. He did a big favor. He doesn't mind giving you the money. El Maiter says, you can't take money for lending money. Right? But it's not Gazela.
Why would it work?
Shin Rishus.
Yeah.
Fine, but Maiser, it's Mechoy Vizushainim. What is the Gather Rivers? Taisa over here, Grada says, looking at Yeshem, I've got the Midas. Taisa has cash, I gave him Midas. Said time hech medak mina the kshus of kerech dami that feel like kshus of kerech dami as a shop in the plurim kim the medas nasan like that is a kasha you gave medas yeah there's no gazela so what's the problem that's why I have to get back because it was giving me das zok taisvis I forgot the medas nasan like it's not a gabeb tais gazela the abba can see the betais the nasan shem matana tais ribbis mikri gazela bane it's called gazela. Kimish Mois Ben. Taisa says the Ribbis Betzin is called Gazela. Well, if you look at the Rajba right over here, the Rajba says, Gufan Gemara in the Yasakasha. Rajba says that by Gazela, Yasakasha, why doesn't this then apply in by Gazela? When we say that Lididei, Rava says, Lididei Azrachmana, but not to the kid. Says Raj, why is he saying by Gzela? What is it by Gzela? So Reuven steals. Says Behesh is a gzeil asher gaza. Reuven dies, and the gzeil is bad. The kid yarish is a gzeil. What's the halacha? Or the kid? We say l'dei azrachman, but not the kid. What's Rava saying? Rava says, oh, to the father we say you give it back, but not to the kid. Frank the Rajba, what do you mean? By gzeil you say the same thing. Only the Behesh gzeil is only the father, not the kid. No one's going to say that, right? Says the Rajba that Asef the Cross Samach, because it says Bechechechimah, we mentioned before. Mele says, Kiva the Medaita Yoiv, Le Azrachman El Lahai the Shokle the Nechi Bade, Al Braid Le Shakle Mene, Le Yahad, Femi Kolchad Yisrael, Litin Le Kech the Nechi Bade. He's saying that the whole thing is v'chei, you should let him live, right? And that's only for the guy who took the money. The son didn't take the money, you don't have that. The Yad Raman, the sheet, goes even a step further and says that if the son, the father didn't collect the money yet, the son's allowed to collect the money. But it's clear that it's not gezeila. If it's gezeila, then what's the havamina that what's the Raj Mechaut and gezeila and ribbis? Says ribbis, since it was given midas, so it's only the father has a chiv to return it. He won't took the money. The kids didn't take the money, they have no chiv to return it. Because before the Rajba, the whole gather of ribbis is that stomach, it's Yeridea, not Chayish Mishpa. Like Mashiach's question on the fair, why is ribbis in Yeridea? Right? Not Chayish Mishpa. The answer he's supposed to say is because it's your day, Dikadin, Nachash Mishpa. It's not stealing. But my son, Chag the Shainim. But I guess you're not supposed to know that. But, there's a bigger riches about this. Ritva, in the beginning of Ezer Neshech, a few places in the Ritva, it's clear that it's not Exhale Dikadin, in the Rambam, the Machlaikis Rambam, the Gainim, where the Mechila helps. It could be that's Machlaikis. Kids, there's a lot of discussion about this topic. What is the gather of ribbis? But according to the Rajma, maybe it's good for Machlokes Rav Chama and Rava, because the Rajma says the fact that the kids don't have to return it, the pshat is because not really, it's not gezeila. Forget Taisa says. On the other hand, in explaining why Shaykh Rishus Lekeach, that is, it has to do with ribbis. It has to do with gezeila. So this Gemara might be a very focal point regarding this question of whether ribbis has to do with gezeila or not. Now, look Gemara, man masna brayso, kol shem masnisa, man masnisa al brayso loy zegrashi, man masna lo lahadra macham al brayso, kol shem masnisa, the lack of time achrin lemiftera. Now, is in the brayso, what is the svar to say? That the Irish is potter because they're only mechayiv the one that took it, not the Irish. Kol shkein meaning okay. The one that learns Rav Muhammad, it says that which is the Irish and the Irish doesn't have to pay it back. Kol shem asnisin lekatayim achrini lemifterei. Elahai kol kamad lemachsera machsartis la lemasnisin mashm gezeil kiyamtsin. Let's go. Nochmo. Mani mas la brayso that what kushus yeres is kushus lekeach. Kol shkein amasnisin. So Krashi, other Mechama Abrais, Kol Shem Asnisin, where we say that Rishus Yerush is Kishus Lekeach. Why is it Kol Shem? Like a time Achrina, the Miftere, Elahai. Oh, meaning right? Because the Mishnah says, "Vnichleim Nupturim," right? So, in the mission of ribbis, you can have different svaras. I'm mocher Rav Muhammad's svaras, but in the mission of ayas, which says that the children nilchot name their potter, the most logical explanation is to say Rishus Yerush is Rishus Lekeach. So therefore, if we're willing to explain the Mishnah of Nichla Mavim Marshal Ribbis, you don't have to give it, we're willing to explain like Ram Bachama, Kalshul will explain our Mishnah like Ram Bachama. But Man de Masni La Masnis. And now Abraisa, Rashi, the one of you doing the Mishnah, then Abraisa Ram Bachama, Kirov Masni La. It's not Muchach. Because, look, Rashi, Mishnah, time of the Kra, Masni La Kirov. Maybe. Is no raya. Now to explain our Mishnah, okay, we don't have another choice. But to explain the Braisa there, you don't necessarily see the Svara, because then you can have Rav Svara. Okay, look at Tanabana. Hagazel umachil es banov. Patur milashali. Haniach lifneim. Gedoilim chiyav milashali. Ketanim tum milashali. So Braisa machal gedoilim ketanim. Look at Rashi. Like Gemara said before, also, if Rav Chama holds Rishus Yairish is Rishus Lekeach, so it's Yairish in Rishus, and therefore, why Gedolim Chayavim? Elamai, it says Gedolim Chayavim, it must be that Rishus Yairish, it must be that it's Lefnei Yish. And Rav Chama only said it's Dilacha Yish, not Yairish in Rishus. Lefnei Yish is masking. That's what this Bryce has come up in Yish. Like we said before, we explained when it said Gizel Kayemes Chayav Mashalim. Now, Ketan Pturim, what's the Sfar of Ketan? The Grash. La Benech Yubeninu. The Afal Gab Gizel Kayemes. Miu Mechsu Gavayna. The Sumchus of the Pot of Ketan will come up. So that we'll see later in the bottom. Sumchus Shita is Ketan Mapotter. Even though it's Be'en, very Chiddush over here, yeah? Nichlef Ne'en, it's Be'en, still we say Ketan Mepater, because they've not been a Chiyuv Ninu, and since the Ghana has Kiyon and Gizela, and it's Mechzer Gavayna, he has to collect it, so if we say Ketan Mepater, very Chiddush, that's Shid of Simchas. Im Amru Gedoylem Ein Anu Yoidim Cheshboinu Shechoshe Vavinu Imach Imcha Petur The Grash Ein Anu Cheshboinu Shem Avinu Chishe Lucha Damim. We don't know, maybe he paid you back Damim, he's keeping the object. So therefore Pater, in fact, Gemara Meshum Damim Ein Anu Yoidim Peturim. Just because you say you don't know, why is that reason the Pater? But to me, Ahayel V'yoidim Shem Gzeel Bol Yadda, we know, one thing we know that this was definitely stolen goods. Yeah? V'shemahu Vishemu Baryadir, Barisham Baradir. The Tevea says that I didn't make any deal with your father. This object is mine. Give it back to me. And Barisham Baradir. Amarava, what does it mean? Enon Yoidim? Amarav, no. Ah, Kamar, Gedolim Shamru, Yoidim Anu, Cheshbaino, Shechasha, Vino, Imach, Vulay Pashlach, Gabei, Vlaimidi. Not that we don't know, we do know that they made a Cheshbin. And everything was cleared up. So then, that's where the Braisa says that even the Gedolim could keep it. Tani idach, hagoyz l'maichel banav, tur milashalim. Aniach lefneim, v'achlum, ben Gedolim, ben tanim, chayav. Aniach lefneim, v'achlum, ben Gedolim, ben tanim, Chayavim. Pekti Gemara, Ketanim Yim Chayvi. Lo Yeyelo Da'azeg Azuki. Grashi. Nichlus Chotzer Nigzal Vezikoi Mim Chayvi Ketanim L'Shalim. Batanan. Well, Pehem Shechav. Lo Gemara says, Kotnin Isha P'yoson Ra Hem Shechav Lo Bacheirim Apater. If you Chayv on them, you're Chayv. V'mchol v'achayim peturim. So therefore, if cotton damage is potter. V'hach akim and achlum man kafi v'lushlume. Who's going to force them to pay? How can the Braisa say? Hanich lefnei v'achlum even tan marchayiv. It can't be worse than if they actually go into someone's field and wreck havoc. Harapapa hach kamar. Hanich lefnei v'adayin loy achlum. Then bengdel mek tan marchayiv. If it's be'en, Look, Rashi, Yenilchem, Adayim lo yachlum. I feel like Tam chayavim. Kivan the gazela kayemes birshusa demara. Who, since the gazela kayam, it still belongs to the owner. Still in his rishus. Oh, this is Rabbanu who depleted some ches, and they hold that they even ketanim. If the dover is be'en, because we saw says a great chiddush that by ketanim, even though the object is be'en, we say if they have no chiyah. But the Rabbanu argue, but tiksha b'raisa le'el dam gedam chiyam ketanim turim, because this tainah chrami, it's taka this b'raisa, and the b'raisa before is machloek is chaman sumches, and this b'raisa holds that even when it's nechut neyan, even ketanim are chayim, because the object does not belong to them. The object belongs to the nigzal. And there's no way that there's no reason why they should get it. Amar Rava. Enich lehem avim parah she'ula. Mishtam shimba kol yimei she'elta. Mesa, they could use it the whole time of the she'ela. And here the Dvar points out Ksubis. We're wondering where is the Rizvah Bava Kama? And now you should know there's no Rizvah Bava Kama.
There's one.
What?
There's
two. There's one. There's a Rizvah Bava Kama?
The Nimukiyesh
Very good. Kitzer. So Rizvah Ksubis, which is this whole Lamadalam and Beis, it means that from Rashi. Rashi Kolim Meishel, Zman Hashel Hashol Avim in Abaylam. Rashi Ksuba says. So the verse says, Mashma, they says Dafka, that amount of time. But let's say, what if it was no kfias? Let's say it was no kfias. It wasn't given for a certain amount of time. So he says, then you could use it only for the amount that's considered normal for that object. But he says, though, this is a whole arichas about it, it's not for now. But we don't say, you say stam halval lamed yoim, that's dafka by money. Or it's not chayze ben. It's a get also given in the beginning of Makis. But by barn object, there is no klal of stam halval shleshim yoim. Akapanim, mesa, ein chayavim bain sel. If it dies, so even though they get to use it, right, there's a huge chiddush over here. Still we say they're pater nainsim. And still we say they're pater nainsim. And again, they're dwelled over there. It means that Rashi over there, which Rashi is not Rashi over there. Rashi says, because the inhu lav shaylam ninu Allah. Here Rashi says, l'kabilu layu nitirusa, they were makabel shmira. Rashi over there says because they didn't borrow it. Now, some of the Rashbaz is mashma. There's also shayil nachrayim. This Rashi is important. Rashi that when a shayil is chayiv in einsim, yeah, a shayil is chayiv in einsim. Is it because since kol nashalai, since he has the full benefit of it, therefore we say the Torah is mechayiv in einsim? Or no, the pshat is that he's makabel the chiyuv. So over here we have a situation where he's allowed to use it, right? But he wasn't makabel shmira. So Rashi says that's why he's pater nainsin, right? It's a chiddush because. I think Rashi is in head 9 bays is mashma nine there. Rashi 9 bays is mashma that the chiyuv einsin is imposed upon you. The Rashi explains over there why that gazlin's chayiv einsin is also because he's using it. The same reason why Sheryl is chayiv einsin. I think Rashi in head 9 bays says, mainly see, it's nothing to do with him in makabel. The gazlin wasn't exactly makabel shmira or achrayas, right? Akpanim, Argamar and Rashi seems to be saying that even though he's able to use it, since he wasn't Makabal Shmira, there's no Chiyuv Einsin. However, the Rishonim speak out, even though he's not chayiv in oinsin, he's chayiv k'shem asachar. Since Sefer is allowed to use it, then shem asachar is chayiv in oinsin. So look at the more back. Kesfurim shel aviyem. Oh, b'tov chua. V'ochlu. Mashal and the mei basa b'zol. Zok Rashi. What's they have to pay the May boss of his all. Cheap meat. What's cheap meat? The Rashi calls Zuz a Chashvinon Ba'ar Badanki. Every Zuz, we count four Ma instead of six. Mechain call Hecha, the Tana, meaning you have to pay 2/3. Hecha Tana Bezal, Peg Mishamei, Sainu Shnei Shlish, Damim. But for every dollar, he has to pay 0.666. So in other words, the svara of May Boss Bazal is that we say if the guy would get a good deal, he would do it. So it says you have to pay. They don't have to pay the full value. They don't pay the full value. Only the Meibos of Azal. So, again, you know, finally get a chance to use the Ritva. So, the Ritva and Ksubis has a very important Ritva. He asks Akasha, why is it different than Gozav L'Nisya'i Shua Ba'ilim U'ba Acher V'Ochloi Rotsim Ezeh Goyva Rotsim Ezeh Goyva? Sound familiar? It's Rav Chista's din of Kufir Alef Amin Beis. Gozlo is Yai Shabayim. Rotsim Zegayiva. So, in fact, the Dva, why is the kids that they thought the parah belonged to the father and they ate it, they're potter. They only pay the main boss. They pay Mashinenet, the main boss of Azal. They don't pay for the full thing. So why is that different than Gozlo is Yai Shabayim Ubacha Bachloi? Says the Dva. Says the Ritva. The answer is because over there they're stealing it, right? Either they don't know that belongs, whether they think it belongs to the second guy or the first guy. Either way, as far as that, they're concerned, they're stealing it. Mashenkin over here, he doesn't have a command to steal. He thinks it's the father. He thinks he Yashin. He thinks it's his. And this is the Chayra Zaraya to the famous Ktsais and Simul Chaf Hei, who says the din of Petza Tachas Patza that we had in the beginning of the year. The Rabbi Shoyu Kamezid that Odom Ud Olam says the Ktsais doesn't apply to Gzeila. It only says by Mazik, not by Gzeila. This Ritva is very important. That discussion is a Ferish Ritvan in Ksubas of Lamed Dalet that says, and basically based on our Gemara right over here, that Kesvurim Shalaviyim, they only pay the Mei Basa Bazal, they don't pay the full thing. I heard their Gazlin, there it is, they think it's theirs. And Mela, they don't have a din of a Gazlin. And Nicha Meviyim Christ, Nechasim, Chayav Nushalayim. Then the question is, this last statement, what is it going on? Ikin Masna Reish, Ikin Masna Seifa. Man must not raise kosher and save man. Please give your papa. Man must not save. I'll raise a lawyer and your papa. The crash. Ikh the mass in law. And ikh the mavin. Christ the chosen chayav. Father left over karka, so they have to pay. Some learn that's going on the ratio. What's the case? What's the ratio? The comma may ratio said, yeah, that an ikh the mavin parashula mishtam shimba. If it dies, then not chayav. Ain't chayav in einzin. So, says the Sefer, according to this Lashon, that if the father left over money, left over a chrayis nechasim, then if it died, they do have to pay. So, Rashi, the kol meis echayam b'insel, imaniach lem avin karka is chayav l'shalem. Why? The shtabid nechasim mechayim davuhain. The kasav rava chayav b'insel mishas she'ele mutal shayol. The chiv ayin says chal right away, and therefore, if the father left over nechasim, those nechasim are meshubet. The chiv ayin says, so meila Who cares if the mitzad the kids they were never makabel achrayis, but mitzad the father is already chiyav ayinsim. Mitzad the father there was nechosin that was ready meshubit. Uplei rapab damakamal leram chiyav ayinsim ashayil achas shetayanes. The machlekes over here is when is the chiyav ayinis chal. Vigemas not sefer tavchu avochlu mishalim demei basa bezal. If this is the chayes nechasim, then they have to pay full on the sefer. Avareisha the meitz kedarka loy min eshtab nechasim loyrami chiyav ayinsin al shayil at shas ayinsin v'ha'cha kis nisa less al shayil. The guy's dead. The father is already dead when the chiyav ayinsin is chal. So even though he's got tons of money, tons of nechasim, his stuff is not meshubit because he never became mechuyiv. The kids never accept their responsibility. So mele, no one's potter. Only in the reisha, in the seifa, only there we say, they become the father if there's nechasim, and then they have to pay with the father's nechasim. Now, so look Gemara. So again, ikim masna seifa, man masna reisha, koshkan seifa, upligi there are papa. If man masna reisha, yargs are papa. What's this? What's this phantom of Papa? Namra Papa. Haisa. Namra Papa. Haisa. Parganu v'loi. V'tavcha b'Shabbes. Chayev. Shukra chayev b'gneva. Kayim shiur v'leis Shabbos. Let's say a guy stole the cow. Yeshechten on Shabbos. So he's chayev. Because no killing, even though chayev is killing rabbin, eh? But by knas, it's already stolen. Now the shayla is dal vehei. Karen is his mom and not knas. Dal vehei, knas. Knas with no kim of rabbin. So crash, claimer. Gone apart from every Shabbos. The top of Shabbos. Chayv av apat the shlum and abav chamisha. Sharein is chayv of Karen. Kaim shav of the Yisra Eskila. The Alba Gav the Knosa. The Osi Alei ad Shabbos. Loi patrin alei mekenosa. Yishim chiv misa. Vama bel nairis. Knas chidish 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 tayra. Look, Afgav the Mikdal. Mishalim, but Knas is no ptor of Kibim Rabbinay. That's when it was stolen. Haisa parashu loy v'tavcha b'shabes. Potor. Shesha Shabbos. Misa g'nei v'bom kecha. Look, Rashi. Haisa parashu shula v'tavcha b'shabes. Potor min hakol. Loy min mishal she'el m'chayim. So we don't say the chiv she'el, the chiv ayinsin was chal before Shabbos. Akarna, become v'shusei. So we say that afilu l'malcha mavis. We don't say the other tzaddis to say, like we said before, the chiv ayinsin is chal right away. What does it mean the chiv ayinsin is chal right away, mishal she'ela? Because mishal she'ela, you became a chiv to give it back no matter what. So I don't care if something happens, doesn't happen. Right now you have a chiv to give it back no matter what. Even if it dies. El Mashas Tvicha who the guys lay. This is Shabbos Ugeneva Boim Kecha. V'nifte min ha-keren Mishum Mekom Rabine. V'knos Aleka. V'en Kefa Lebar V'chamisha. El Began of Atzmai. So we said by Knas there's no Kom Rabine. Teretz is there's no Knas over here. It was a parah she'ula, and you shechted it. So where's the knas? Says Rashi. Only when is there knas? When is the kefil? When is dal v'hei? Began of atzmai shegon of beis bailim. Oy b'shoy mechinam habo lifter atzmai b'tayin's geneva. Abo shoyul v'nais yisachar v'seicher she'en yichon lipot b'tayin's ganav. There's no din. There's a shomer to become a ganav. It has to be that tiny is ganav, meaning he's tiny that he's potter because it was stolen. Only shemachinam has the luxury of being potter for Geneva. And if he tanya's gananev, and really he stole, he's chayev kefal. But all the other shayim are chayev if it was stolen. Emim kefal, gamim kamduchti. So Mela, there's no parish of Geneva over here. By Shoyel that steals it, or Shemesacher that steals it, there's no parish of Kefal, says Rashi. Because there's no Tanya Tanya's Gana. So Mela, there's no Kefal. He himself didn't steal, he's a Shomer. There's a Mvur Rashi that a Shomer can't steal because it's in his Rishus. There's no Ma'is of Geneva. Ma'is of Geneva taken away from him. But it's in his Rishus, it's not Shaya Geneva. Elmai, that's why Beshaimer, you need time. The only way to have a gun, if your Tain Tain is gone, your Tain Tain is Ptor. Then that's the new Chiddush of Tain Tain is gone, we pay Kefal. But Stamba's like taking it, you're not Chayiv. It's not Shaya Kefal. So Mail over here, Stamba is Kimu Rabbine, and there's no Knas, and it's only on the Karen, that's why it's Kimu Rabbine.